Hello, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Wednesday, December 19th, 2012, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That's me. Today's show marks the end of yet another year for all of us here at DrDickSexAdvice.com. I'm closing out my fifth year of podcasting, and the Dr. Dick Review crew is here to announce their best products of 2012. We do love our end-of-the-year shows, don't you know? But before we begin, a word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is brought to you by DrDickSexAdvice.com and DrDickSexToyReviews.com. That's right, sex fans. Our sponsor today is me. You'll have to excuse this shameless self-promotion, but I wanted to call attention to the standing invitation for everyone in my audience to support and underwrite these marvelous shows. I'm exceptionally proud of the quality programming I've been bringing you, my international audience. Over the last 5 years, I've presented a variety of extraordinarily informative, enriching, and entertaining shows. Interesting interviews, enlightening Q&A, and even some product reviews. I mean, where else can you find this sort of diverse, sex-positive programming? And all of this always comes to you absolutely free. Okay, so right about now you're probably asking yourself, hey, Dr. Dick, how can I help support and underwrite this effort? Well, I'll tell you. Just mosey on over to either one of my sites, DrDickSexAdvice.com or DrDickSexToyReviews.com, and look for the donate button. It's a blue heart-shaped icon. Click on it and make your contribution. Any amount will do. But those folks donating $50 or more will receive a swell thank you gift. Excellent personal lube, smutty porn DVDs, wonderful sex toys, or some delicious erotica. Be the first one on your block to join me in bringing the world this fun, informative, and enlightening programming. Okay, on with the show. Alrighty then, let's haul out the trumpets for a little fanfare because it's time to announce this year's best products list. We have five categories this year. Best product or toy for men, best product or toy for women, best product or toy for couples, best kinky product or toy, and best lube or lotion. Now, we've reviewed some amazing adult products and toys this year in all five categories, so coming up with the best in each category was a bit of a challenge. But despite the difficulty, we completed our list, and here are the members of the Dr. Dick Review crew to reveal the winners. I am honored to read each of these reviews because I know that some of you are unable to visit my sites and read them for yourself. But since you can listen to my podcasts, I hope you will find this just as fulfilling. First up is Jada with the best product or toy for women, the Bloom. This is her review. My husband and I went away for a long overdue romantic getaway. It just so happened that it coincided with our spring break here at Dr. Dick's Sex Advice, so we didn't miss anything back home. We decided we needed a little fun in the sun, so we headed south to warmer and drier climes. We packed light because we decided we would do nothing more than lay around in the sun, read, eat, drink, and make love. There were droves of college-age kids in the area, and they were all whooping it up with wild abandon. Ah, youth! But you know what? I think my husband Bob and I, old fogies that we are, at least comparatively speaking, had more fun than all the college kids. One of the reasons we had so much fun is I remembered to pack the bloom I got from Dr. Dick. This amazing vibe is one of the Leaf collection. It is 100% medical grade silicon, a vibrator with multiple speeds and settings. It is beautifully crafted, waterproof, flexible, shareable, rechargeable, and about as green as a toy can get. The bloom is aptly named because it looks like a bud on a stem. I've never seen a more interesting or functional design. There are two motors in the bloom, one in the bud and one in the bulbous vase. The bud, or head of the toy, is rounded with a slight point. This design allows for precise clitoral stimulation. The thin area of the stem or neck of the toy is flexible, allowing you to position both ends of the toy however you'd like. The dual motors provide equally powerful vibrations no matter which side you are using. The controls are super easy to use. The bloom can be used in so many ways, internally, externally, alone, or with a partner. The non-threatening design. Bob does not welcome phallic-looking vibes in our partner play, makes the bloom a natural for when we play together. Bob loves using the bloom on me, and I love using it on him. And because it's flexible, we both love to use it while we have intercourse. Both ends are insertable. Bob isn't into prostate massage, but for those who are, the bloom would make a very nice beginner butt plug. Of course, because of the controller is in the base, one would have to set the vibration speed before inserting. The silicon is velvety to the touch and easy to grip. Use only water-based lube with this beautiful vibe. A silicon-based lube will surely mar the finish. The bloom is a modest 6.75 inches long. The bud, at its widest, has a 4.25 inch circumference. It's lightweight, too, weighing in at just about a pound. There are two buttons on the control panel. Each button controls the separate motor, and each button lights up when it's in operation, and the lights will flash until you reach the highest setting. Each of the motors can be controlled individually as well as at the same time. The bloom is super quiet, too. The bloom contains a rechargeable lithium polymer battery. A full charge gives you about an hour worth of vibration on the highest speed. The recharger is basically a cord that plugs directly into an outlet. This is perfect for traveling. The silicon skin makes for easy cleanup. Warm water and mild soap will do for general cleanup. However, if you plan to share this toy, and you should be sharing it, I recommend sanitizing it by wiping it down with a lint-free towel moistened with peroxide, rubbing alcohol, or a 10% bleach solution. I think you can tell that I'm sold on the bloom, but I would be remiss if I didn't tell you about the beautiful presentation. Everything involved in the packaging is biodegradable. The cardboard box bloom comes in is made of recycled paper. The look and feel is all green. The box is fastened with a magnetically closing flap. Lift the flap to open. Inside the box you will see a black packet which contains the instructional manual presented in several languages. Below the user's manual is a drawstring canvas bag containing the bloom. The bag is thick and durable, excellent for storing this toy and keeping it safe. Under the canvas bag is the unit's recharger. You can tell from every aspect of this presentation that the designers and developers were serious about the environment. Kudos to them. Finally, I know that many people will balk at paying $140 for a sex toy. But I think if you do the math, you will find that a high-quality silicon toy like this will last and last. And because it's rechargeable, there are no batteries to be replaced. Over the life of a toy like this, replacement batteries alone would cost far more than the Bloom does new. In my estimation, this marvelous toy is worth every cent. Next up is Mick and Chuck with the best lube or lotion review, Cum Shot Lube. Now, remember that when a couple reviews a toy or product on my site, they do so in a dialogue sort of form, and so I'm going to read their review in that fashion. First up is Mick. You know, when it comes to lube, I pretty much thought that Dr. Dick review crew had covered all the bases. I thought for certain there wasn't anything new under the sun. I mean, you got your water-based lubes, your silicon-based lubes, your oil-based lubes, and that pretty much sums it up. Chuck, don't forget you've got your warming, arousing, desensitizing lubes, and all those flavored lubes, too. Mick, oh, right. So you can imagine how unenthusiastic we were when Dr. Dick handed us yet another bottle of lube to review. Of course, our interest was piqued when we took a look at the label. I confess, the clever name, Cum Shot Lube, got me smiling. But I've been charmed by other products' names before, only to discover that the product sucked, and not in a good way. Chuck. Dr. Dick said he thought we would be pleasantly surprised by Cum Shot Lube. He said that he hadn't seen anything like it before, and he thought we were the perfect couple to review it. We always listen to what the good doctor says, so we took the little bottle of lube home with us, intending to put it to good use in coming days. Mick. Our first playdate with Cum Shot Lube was at one of our mutual wank fests. Sometimes, after a hard day of work, we are too tired for a full-on fuck, so we pop in some porn in the DVD player and settle in for an evening of pulling our puds. Well, you could have knocked me over with a feather when we broke out the lube. Cum Shot Lube is fucking amazing. I mean, it looks and feels just like semen. A drop of Cum Shot Lube warming in the palm of your hand actually separates a bit, just like my own spooge does. It has the same consistency and viscosity of my own load. In fact, I couldn't tell the difference between my cum and Cum Shot Lube. Chuck, damn right. We both couldn't believe our eyes. It's so realistic. And it has no discernible taste, which is really important to me. A lot of lubes I've tried taste funny, have a chemically taste, and that's a deal breaker for me. Mick, Cum Shot Lube is long-lasting, too. I don't know about you, but Chuck and I like to use one another's cum to lubricate ourselves to finish. Let's say he comes first. He shoots a wad on me, and I scoop it up and slather it all over my cock. This is great, but actual spunk dries out really fast, not Cum Shot Lube. Chuck. We had so much fun jacking off with this stuff, we thought we'd try fucking with it. We decided to warm the lube a little bit in a bowl of hot water. This way, a shot of Cum Shot Lube feels as well as it looks, like the real thing. And this lube has staying power. It doesn't dry out like other water-based lubes we've tried. Mick, we both noticed that these powerful erotic components to using Cum Shot Lube. We even discussed it with Dr. Dick. We think that jizz is a powerful aphrodisiac for a lot of guys, maybe even some women too. I know it is for us. We love to see it. We love to play with it. We love to rub it into our skin. It is a huge turn-on for us. With Cum Shot Lube, we get to indulge our little cum fetish and as much as we would like. Chuck. Okay, so Cum Shot Lube is the ideal personal lube for all your lubrication needs. But then again, there's a lot of fine personal lubricants on store shelves these days. So what sets Kumshot Lube apart from the others? It's the play factor. And before you discount that, try to imagine your favorite porn movie without all the cum shots. I rest my case. Mick, that's funny. I was thinking about the same thing. In fact, I was thinking how Kumshot Lube is going to revolutionize the porn industry. I think we all know that some of the money shots, as they are called in the industry, are faked. Now studio executives have Kumshot Lube to save the day. No more watered-down mayonnaise. Chuck, and I think of all the guys who can't or don't shoot much of a load, if any. We have a friend who had prostate cancer and had his prostate removed. He has no ejaculate at all. This product will help him overcome being self-conscious about that. Kumshot Lube is condom compatible, and you can use it with all your favorite toys, even your expensive silicone toys. It won't stain bedding or clothes either. We love the packaging too. Very creative. Mick, we're completely sold on Kumshot Lube, and I know that if you give it a try, you will too. Chuck, we plan on getting a couple of bigger bottles of Kumshot Lube, it comes in lots of different sizes, to feature at our annual solstice orgy. It'll make a huge impression with our friends. Next, we hear from Dr. Dick Review Crew members Jack and Karen, who have the best product or toy for couples, the WeVibe 3. This is their review. Karen, Happy New Year, everyone. Gosh, it's so good to be back with the Dr. Dick Review Crew. And to think that we're breaking in the new year while having the honor of introducing you to this marvelous WeVibe 3 to boot. Well, it doesn't get much better than this. Jack, absolutely. What a way to launch 2012. Karen and I weren't around when our colleagues Kevin and Gina wrote their review of the original WeVibe, but we certainly read it when we got involved with this effort. They had such a unique take on the product. If you haven't read it, you sure oughta. Karen, we intend to match Gina and Kevin's genius, so here it goes. The WeVibe 3 is a vibration device that is used internally during penetration. That in itself is revolutionary. Picture for a moment the WeVibe 3 inside a vagina. It is designed to deliver its powerful vibrations to both G-spot and the clitoris. It is, of course, fully waterproof and comes with a slim remote control. It's brilliant, I tell you. Jack, and if you're the lucky gent who is slipping and sliding in and out of that vagina that Karen had you picture in your mind, well, then you are also benefiting from the vibration. And there's the girth of the WeVibe 3 that makes for a tighter fuck. Win, win, and win. Karen, but wait, there's more. There are no batteries. The WeVibe 3 is rechargeable, which makes my heart sing. It comes with its own covered induction recharge stand. It is both discreet and very stylish. It's perfect for travel. The WeVibe 3 offers three kinds of stimulation, and it's completely hands-free. Jack, this gets me to my next point. The WeVibe 3 is not only for penetration sex, no siree. Once I saw the potential of an insertable vibe with a remote control, all bets were off. Soon our trips to the supermarket and the Home Depot became adventures in surprise sex. The WeVibe 3 is super quiet, so Karen could be standing in the checkout lane talking to the cashier, me right next to her, when all of a sudden she breaks out into a huge grin and she throws her head back a bit from the pleasure. The cashier probably just thinks she's on acid. Secretly, pleasuring Karen in public while standing next to her is a total kick. I tell you, the contact pleasure for me is amazing. Karen, he's not kidding. I feel like a naughty schoolgirl. This has really spiced up our sex life. It's so comfortable to wear. I wore the WeVibe all evening at our New Year's Eve party. I had the time of my life. Of course, the champagne didn't hurt. At one point, Jack gave the remote to a friend of ours, and when I saw Jack go outside to chat with friends, I figured I was safe from a sudden burst of pleasure. But my clit jumped to attention when Jack's friend, who was standing right next to me, jolted me out of my revelry. Jack, the people who make the Wee Vibe have been committed to producing the very best revolutionary hands-free vibrator for use during sex since its first model. But with each new model, they outdo themselves. The Wee Vibe 2 added variety. They improved the control button and added vibration patterns. Now the Wee Vibe 3 features a 40% power increase and a longer battery, 2 hours per charge. Karen, this jewel has two motors connected by a firm yet flexible neck. All this is in a U-shaped, lightly textured vibe that fits in the palm of your hand. It is coated in seamless, body-safe, odorless, tasteless silicon. Because it's waterproof, it can be completely sanitized with bleach or in either boiling water or the dishwasher, so cleanup is a breeze. And it comes in your choice of three lovely colors. Jack, because it's made of silicon, you must only use water-based lube with this beauty. All the Wee Vibe 3 packaging, although very attractive, is completely recyclable. Who says being socially conscious has to be dull? Karen, now some of you might look at the price tag and gasp. Sure, it's pricey, but the Wee Vibe 3 is worth every single dime. All the features, all the innovation, all the elegance, all the craftsmanship, and its being rechargeable makes it a total value. Jack, the Dr. Dick review crew has reviewed several upscale adult products over the years, but none beats the Wee Vibe 3. Okay, we have a tie for best kinky product or toy for 2012, but curiously enough, they're both from the same company, the wonderful folks at Spare Parts. Dr. Dick review crew members Carlos and Krista are here with their individual reviews. First up is Carlos. He writes, "Thanks for the nice welcome back, Dr. Dick. It's so good to be part of the Dr. Dick review crew again. Those of you who follow my reviews may recall that way back in October 2007, when I participated in my first review, I mentioned I was having some prostate problems. I've been calling attention to it ever since. Well, earlier this year, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and soon after that, I went under the knife. I had a radical prostatectomy, which removed my prostate gland as well as some of the surrounding tissue. Like my Dr. Dick review crew colleague Angie, who was diagnosed with lymphoma over a year ago, I've been struggling to regain a sense of my sexual self post-surgery. No one, not my doctors, nurses, not the cancer support group I go to, ever talks about sex and sexuality post-diagnosis and treatment. It's criminal, I tell you. The surgery impacted every aspect of my sex life, with myself, with my wife, and the periodic connections I used to have with some of my men friends. Thank God I've been able to count on Dr. Dick to help me through this, because if I had to do this alone, I don't see how I would have made it. I want to repeat something Angie said. There is precious little information about sex and sexuality available to cancer survivors. No one seems to be capable of speaking clearly and unambiguously about how a cancer diagnosis and treatment impacts a person's intimate life. This conspiracy of silence has got to stop. Since the surgery, I haven't had an erection. Dr. Dick tells me that I may regain this capacity with time. I also no longer have an ejaculation. That, Dr. Dick tells me, is gone for good. that really bums me out, but I can still have an orgasm, so I'm happy for that. Dr. Dick gave me some exercises to help with the arousal phase of my sexual response cycle. Mostly it involves masturbation. He also suggested that rather than going without partnered sex, I could try a strap-on. Hell, I didn't even know there were strap-ons for men. As you can see, I had a lot to learn. And this is what gets me to the fantastic Deuce male harness that I want to tell you about today. It looks and wears just like a jock strap. It is completely adjustable, so it always fits very well. It's made of a very sensual, supple fabric, and it is completely machine washable. Oh, and did I mention that it's smoking hot? It really bolsters my sexual confidence, and that's about the best therapy there is. Okay, so let's take a closer look at the Deuce, starting with the fabric. Like I mentioned earlier, it's soft, silky, and body-hugging. It's a nylon and spandex blend, which makes it stretchy, yet durable. And if you're trying to picture it in your mind's eye, think quality swimsuit material. All the adjustment sliders are made of durable hard plastic. The front panel is super functional. If you're going to just use a dildo or dong with the Deuce, the pouch, just like a jock, cradles your own equipment. There's a built-in O-ring to stabilize your dong of choice. But there's a big plus. There is this opening below the O-ring that allows you to slip your own cock through so that you can use your own equipment along with the dildo. This is ideal for double penetration, or if you simply want to experiment with a bigger dildo than your own cock, or you want to keep pleasuring your partner after you shoot your load. You see, there's lots of reasons why a guy might want to use a strap-on, even if his own unit works perfectly well. Unlike more traditional leather harnesses, the Deuce is really sporty-looking. The wide waistband with its attractive spare parts logo on it adjusts using Velcro. There's also a second set of adjusting straps on the waistband for precision snugness. Even the leg straps are adjustable. You can use lots of different kinds and sizes of dongs and dildos, just as long as the ones you choose have a base. And putting the dildo or dong in place is super easy. The O-ring is very accommodating. Now, don't be afraid of using lots of lube, because as I mentioned earlier, you just pop the Deuce in the washer and you're done with the cleanup. Don't try that with a leather harness. The Deuce comes with a zippered storage bag. There's even a pocket in the bag for condoms or small packets of lube. It's ideal for travel. Finally, let me compliment spare parts on their packaging. It's beautiful, simple, yet amazingly classy, and every part of the packaging is completely recyclable. Kudos. I am completely sold on the Deuce. Everything about it is top-notch. If you're in the market for a male strap-on, one that is versatile, comfortable, and hot as hell, I don't see how you can do better than the Deuce. But the thing I like most about this amazing product pretty much saved my partnered sex life. My self-confidence is back, my wife is happy, and I look totally hot in it. Thank you so much, good people at Spare Parts. Now here's Krista. Those of you who follow my reviews know that my butt boy boyfriend, Alex, is like this total ass whore. I was the first girlfriend he ever had that played with his prostate. Now it's fuck me, fuck me, fuck me all the time. Don't get me wrong, I love the whole idea of pegging him senseless. I love everything about it. I love the role reversal. I love the domination. I love that I can make him squeal like a little piglet. In return for all this pleasuring, he waits on me hand and foot, especially the foot part, but that's another story. Sometimes I can satisfy Alex with a butt plug. This keeps him filled up and occupied until I find time or the inclination to reward him with an ass fuck. In the past, I was less inclined to strap one on because struggling with a poorly designed strap-on was such a hassle. Lucky for me and Alex, I now am the proud owner of the Jock harness. It's changed everything. The Jock is by far the best and most comfortable strap-on I've ever tried. The Jock combines soft materials, easily adjustable straps, and a unique O-ring design to make the ultimate harness. If you are blessed with a partner who loves to bottom as much as Alex, you're going to want to invest in a Jock immediately. It's that good. Let me take you on a little tour of this marvel. First off, there's the material this Jock's style harness is made of. The straps are made of very soft cloth material, which uses a combination of Velcro and elastic to securely fit yourself to it. The front panel of the harness is made from a very soft bathing suit-like material, and once I fit the main straps on the waistband, I never have to refit them again. The Jock comes with two smaller tension straps that you tighten or release to make fine adjustments to the fit. The system fucking rocks. A simple flick of the plastic buckle, you can let out the slack till it just fits perfectly. All these thoughtful design elements make for an easy on, easy off sort of thing. So now anally pleasuring Alex is as easy as stepping into underwear. And since the Jock is basically a clothing item, you simply toss it into the wash machine when you're done. So it's already always hygienic and sanitary. No more trying to keep a leather harness clean. There's even a satin storage pouch included in the package. The Jock has two leg straps. They are very comfortable and adjust as easily as a waistband. I really prefer the design to the more traditional G-string design. Now, let me talk to you about the pouch, which is where all the action happens. The Jock has an elastic O-ring in the front that is designed to accommodate various sizes dildos and vibrators. The ring is lined with the same swimsuit material as the pouch itself. Simply push the dildo through the O-ring. I didn't have any problems until I tried to fit an unusually large dong through the O-ring, and there was a struggle. The O-ring isn't designed to accommodate the really big boys. There are even two internal pockets above and below the O-ring to accommodate mini bullet vibes for added sensation. Bullet vibes are not included in the package. I have to keep coming back to how comfortable the Jock is, and it always holds up to the vigorous play Alex dearly loves as his ass is being punished. This is also the only strap-on I've ever seen that accommodates a double-headed dong or strapless strap-on like the Share. You see, the pouch is designed to allow you to slide a double-header dildo all the way through the harness. When you're not using that particular feature, you keep the flap closed to protect yourself from having the base of a regular dong rub against your pussy. Let's recap, shall we? The Jock is super comfortable and totally stylish, too. It even comes in a bunch of colors. It gets my highest recommendation. I'm happy, and Alex, well, he's fucking delirious with his good fortune. Listen, this thing is worth every penny of the 100-plus price tag. You could easily spend that much and more on an ill-fitting harness that will just piss you off. Why not buy the right tool for the job right from the get-go? Finally, Glenn and Hank are here with the best product or toy for men. the Fat Boy Cock Extender. Here's their review. Glenn, damn, the fucking Fat Boy Cock Sheath is about the hottest fucking sex toy I've had the pleasure to use in just about fucking ever. Hank, as you can see, Glenn is being his usual articulate self. How many times can you use fucking in one sentence? Glenn, I'm simply being expressive in the best way I know how. So sue me, why don't you? Hank, don't get me wrong, I'm totally with you on this. The Fat Boy Cock Sheath is, as you say, fucking amazing. Glenn, okay, so here's the 411 on this product. The Fat Boy Cock Sheath is, well, for lack of a better term, a sheath that fits snugly around your boner. It is made of this revolutionary material called siliskin. Apparently, it's a proprietary blend of silicon and TPR, which is thermoplastic rubber. It is unbelievably stretchy and irresistibly soft, and it comes in both black and clear. Hank, we've tried other masturbation sleeves that are made of super squishy materials like this, and we wound up tossing them in the trash after just a couple of uses. While we love the softness and pliability, the trouble with most skin-like materials is they are also super porous and nearly impossible to clean. Of course, you have to clean it after every use, but you also have to powder it and keep it from getting tacky so that you can use it again. It's a fucking hassle, I tell you. Glenn, I admit it, when Dr. Dick offered us the Fat Boy Cock Sheath to review, I just rolled my eyes. I was expecting the same song and dance as what Hank just described. I was actually going to demurely decline Dr. Dick's invitation until I opened the plastic packaging. I did this because all the other skin-like materials we've tried smelled horrible. It's the disgusting off-gas that is the byproduct of the manufacturing process. And you know what? All the other skin-like materials are loaded with phthalates, which, if you've been paying attention to the reviews on this site, is a definite no-no when it comes to sex toys. Phthalates are the cancer-producing chemicals that are used to make rubber and latex super soft and pliable. Hank, yep, I'll just pass on the phthalates if you don't mind. Anyhow, where Glenn was going with all of this is when you open the Fat Boy Cock Sheath packaging, there is no discernible odor. There is no off-gas because it's phthalate-free. Once we got wind of this, no pun intended, we couldn't wait to get home and try this puppy out. Glenn, those of you who follow our reviews know that I am an insatiable bottom. Hank, that's an understatement, but please go on. Glenn, everyone's a fucking critic. What I was about to say is that I generously allowed Hank to use the Fat Boy Cock Sheath first. I simply stripped down to my jockstrap and climbed into our brand new sling. Hank, he is so generous. He allowed me first use of the Fat Boy Cock Sheath. Truth is, he was going to get the better part of this toy, and he knew it. So, okay, I have a big dick, and I know how to use it. But slipping this sheath over my hog was fantastic. I dribbled some lube inside of the sheath, then squished it around. By the way, the inside of the sheath is ribbed and bubbled for my pleasure. We only used water-based lube to begin with because we thought the silicon-based lube would mar the silicon of the sheath. We learned after that we could have used whatever type of lube we wanted. Very cool. Glenn, I watched with anticipation as Hank readied his cock. I gotta tell you, the visuals were stunning. Oh, I should point out that there is a smaller hole at the base of the Fat Boy cock sheath through which you put your balls. The material is really stretchy, so don't worry about getting your boys through the hole. Hank, despite being rock hard from the get-go, I started slipping and sliding the sheet over my dick. It felt fantastic. I swear I could have blown my load right then and there. Glenn, But he didn't, because it was time to punish my asshole, and I was ready for him. I'm proud to say that I can take Hank's thick 9-incher with relative ease. It's taken years of practice, but I can do it. Now, the fat boy Cocksheath made his unit scary big, and the task all the more daunting. But here's the thing. The super soft and stretchy silica skin added to my pleasure, but didn't chafe my hole like some of the bigger toys we use. Hank, speaking of pleasure, I was loving both what was happening to my cock and what I could see what was happening to Glenn's hole. What a sight! My cock encased in the fat boy cock sheath slid in and out of Glenn's lubed-up hole with ease. I was sending him to paradise, and he knew it. The squishy sound my dick made inside of the sheath added to our piggy play. Glenn, I knew Hank was close to bustin' his nut, so I held on for dear life. And with one last thrust, he was spent. But I was still ready to go. Hank, a little quick thinking on my part brought Glenn to an explosive finish, too. I simply slipped my softening dick from the fat boy cock sheath and replaced it with one of our beautiful glass dildos. Glenn loves the hardness of the glass, but it never seems to fill him up. But now the sheath did just that. Glenn, it was fantastic. I was yanking on my chub while Hank had a hold of my nuts and rammed the dildo home. I spewed so much spunk, I thought it was time to notify the next of kin. Hank, when the fuckfest was over, cleanup was a snap. My nut was still in the tip of the fat boy cock sheath, along with the mess of lube, but some warm water, mild soap, took care of the whole thing. Cleaning it is easy because the silica skin material is non-porous and so stretchy you can actually turn the blasted thing inside out. And once thoroughly dry, the sheath isn't the least bit tacky. This product gets my highest rating. Glenn, if the Fat Boy Cock Sheath doesn't get the award for Best Male Toy of the Year in this year's review roundup, the Dr. Dick review crew will have to answer to me. The sheath is versatile, easy to use, a load of fun, makes even an average hung guy a monster, and it is made of a healthy, long-lasting materials that is sure to please, and it's easy to clean. Perfect! Kudos to the guys at Perfect Fit Brand. You have a winner on your hands. All right then. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Here's a programming note. We'll be on a much-needed holiday break until the first full week in January 2013, when we will return with more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick Sex Advice and Dr. Dick Sex Toy Reviews. Simply put, I need your help to continue to provide shows like the one you just heard. But you may be asking yourself, hey, why should I make a donation? Well, I'll tell you. Infrastructure and administrative costs for a free site like this are astronomical. So, if you like what you hear and see, if you enjoy all the wonderful features of DrDickSexAdvice.com and DrDickSexToyReviews.com, then I invite you to make a modest one-time donation online. We suggest a donation between $20 and $50, but any amount will be gladly accepted. This is a one-time donation. There are no automatic credit card renewals or processing fees, and you can be certain that every dime you donate will go to supporting this valuable sex-positive effort. Finally, your donation underscores your social conscience. Your sponsorship helps disseminate badly needed sex education and sexual enrichment messages throughout the entire world. I thank you in advance for your generosity. Now, until next time, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.